We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
But right now we're talking about the Aurora Women and Girls Foundation with their executive director, Jennifer Stedman. Jennifer, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on.
For people who might not be familiar with it, explain what your organization does.
Sure. So Aurora is the only freestanding women's fund in Connecticut. So our job is to direct resources to women and girls in our community, in the very specific community of Greater Hartford. And we do that by doing grant making, specifically targeted to get more women their college degrees, because the other thing we do is research about the obstacles and opportunities for women and girls in our community.
Right.
And we really know that education, having that education level, boosts salaries and will impact poverty in Hartford.
It also depends, of course, on the major you get, but yeah.
Yes, that's very true.
Jennifer, let me just jump in here for a minute. How old is Aurora? How long has the organization been around?
We are coming up on 20 years next
okay.
year.
Okay. 20 years, a lot can happen. Has a lot happened when it comes to women's position in society and business?
I think you can see tremendous gains. But there's still a lot of work to be done, particularly for women and girls in Hartford.
Yeah.
But what we do know is that when they get those opportunities and have those tools, that they are going to be the drivers for change.
Yeah.
They turn back and improve their own communities. And so it really is the best investment that you can make.
Next Wednesday, you're having the fourth annual 100 Men Campaign kickoff breakfast at the Mandel Jewish Community Center in West Hartford. Why the partnership with men?
Because I think that strong male community leaders recognize that women and girls are our most vulnerable population, but they also see them as full of possibility and leadership, and that if men join us in this project, then they can help us improve the economic outlook for women, families, and businesses throughout the community.
And you want to raise, what is it, $30,000?
We do. We want to raise. It's a very ambitious goal. It'll be the most we've raised from this event. And we're excited to share the impact that Aurora has made, but also to have Hartford Athletic.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, Coach Jimmy Nielsen, who we've talked to quite a few
times, is going to be your
guest speaker. When you look at the work of your foundation in the time that you've been the executive director, what are you proudest about that you've done?
I'm super proud that that we've grown, particularly this event, but also that we have been able to pull the community together to really expand the research that we're doing and highlight the issues for women and girls. And I'm really proud of every woman that's gone through one of our college success programs that we fund.
Hey, Jennifer, are you affiliated with certain institutions of higher education?
We certainly fund programs that are located in higher education institutions, and so we really work to deepen those partnerships. Yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, some of those programs are women's leadership programs at both Tungsis and Esnuntuck Community College, a women in STEM program at Manchester Community College, a success program that's between the YWCA and Capital Community College. So there are lots of great partnerships all over the Greater Hartford region.
If there are women who want to become involved with the organization, or if women or men want to buy tickets to the breakfast next week, how do they go about and do that?
They can visit our website, aurorafoundation.org. and you'll see right on our front page a link to the 100 Men event. And women are welcome to join us as well.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Since that's the point, I mean, come on.
That's right. Right. And it's a free event, so we would love to have people come
free?
Out.
Free? Well, it's free. Free. So how are you going to raise $30,000?
We're going to ask people to donate at the event.
Okay. You're going to go.
And
be
I
generous.
I think they'll be inspired. We'll hear both from the coach, but also from an amazing young woman who's benefited from one of our programs, who's going to share her story. And her name is Brianna, and we're really excited.
Okay.
Well, that'll be a great event. Again, it's next Wednesday morning. It's at the Mandel Jewish Community Center in West Hartford, right near UHA.
Yeah.
It's 7:30 to 9 o'clock, the 4th Annual 100 Men Campaign Kickoff Breakfast to benefit the Aurora Women and Girls Foundation, whose Executive Director, Jennifer Stedman, has just graced us with her presence.
Thank you.
Jennifer, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
I'm feeling better about America. And it's free.
It's free. How about that?
It's free.
Well, you asked a good question. So if it's free, how are you going to raise $30,000?
Well, we're going to have to. It's from the kindness of our hearts.
People are going to have to dig into their pockets.
Yeah, we can do that.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.